This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Going to do three separate podcasts today. Give you the conditions we're finding in the middle of August and what we anticipate the conditions will be in the near future. The mountain trout streams throughout Virginia are getting quite low. However, the recent rains have helped these streams, and we're having better water levels than normal. Now, the trout are exceptionally wary, and they are very selective in their feeding habits. Many of these fish have been fished over all season long, and we just have to cope with their conditions. The wariness is best handled by approaching the pools very carefully. When you come in below a pool, try to hide behind a boulder or anything back there that'll help you. I even go to my hands and knees in many cases to fish these small pools. Now, the long, flat pools are awfully tough. I spook the trout in those before I even get close enough to fish. So, as we'd mentioned sometime in the past, the high gradient areas would probably be your best bet. But be careful and not false cast over these pools. If you need to measure your cast, do that well to the side of the pool, and then make your presentation cast where you want it up in the pool. Try to make your first cast the best, because after that you just may spook these trout. Now, in order to fool them, what I try to do is show them flies that they may not have seen all season. I go to what I call my change of pace flies. Now, these include flies like the Murray's inchworm in about a size 14, the mosquito dry fly in a 16, and the Murray's housefly in a 14. These show the trout something a little different than what they've been seeing, and in many cases I find them more successful than the regular flies. Now, let's talk about the large stock streams. These streams are getting quite warm, as we normally have this time of the year. The trout that are left in these streams are some of the largest trout, and they're going to seek out the cool water wherever they can find it. In many cases, this is going to be where there are springs that come in from the side of the streams, or maybe even springs in the floor of the stream. This does a couple things for them. It gives them a cooler temperature than they'd find throughout the main part of the stream, but it also gives them a pH that is very conducive to great insect life. The pH pulls down away from the rich acidic water and gives them a great concentration of crest bugs and shrimp. The trout will move in below these springs and feed on these shrimp and crest bugs, and you can get some excellent fishing there even this time of the year. Now, the way I fish these, if it's a large stream, I might fish it down and across. If a stream's more than, say, 40 feet wide, I might fish that down and across with edge shanks, crest bug in a 14, or the shrimp in a 14. But what I really prefer to do is to go in on the side of the stream where these streams are, where the springs are located. Enter the stream about 100 feet downstream and fish up on that side using a dead drift neck technique all the way up to the spring. These are very, very effective techniques, and you'd be surprised how big of trout you can catch on that. Okay, now, the smallmouth bass. We have been fishing quite a bit here lately. Not every day, but almost every day. We have a condition that I do not ever remember encountering at this time of the year before. The cool nights we've had over the last several weeks have dropped these water temperatures down to 10 degrees below where they were a month ago and 10 degrees below where my stream notes say they were this time last year. Well, this has produced unusual fishing conditions. During the day, I'm having my best success by going underwater and digging these bass out with big streamers. The Murray's Magnum Creek Chub in a 4 is outstanding. I took a lot of fish the other day on the Murray's Ollie Marauder in a size 6. Now, once the sun's on the stream all day long, the water temperature will come up a few degrees. Then, I'll say 2 hours before dark. We've been switching over to the topwater bugs, the Shenandoah Blue Popper in a 4 and the Shenandoah Chartreuse Chugger in a 6, and fishing these along the banks or any place you're picking up shade. A lot of time by that time of the day, you've got shade in many areas of the stream. I caught a big smallmouth the other evening. Oh, he was lying out in water that was shoulder deep and really surprised me. He was probably 30 feet from the bank, and he took that big popper. Now, we're starting to get a good gift on the Hexagenia mayfly hatch. This is that great big monster. It's about a size 8. It's the biggest aquatic insect these guys see if you don't count the helgramite. But it's a big fly. The Hexagenia, about the last 2 hours of daylight, you're going to see it. The duns start coming off. The spinners coming back. They're overlapping. The last hour of daylight, you're going to have both duns and spinners. Fish the Mr. Rapidan size 8 skater to these. Now, the technique I use if I'm in a large area that I have a lot of fish feeding and the water is, say, waist deep to chest deep, I fish that down and across with a Mr. Rapidan skater, both to the bass I see rising and also just to cover the water. Some of you have heard me state, last year I had a place right here close to Edinburgh that I had 17 bass coming up and take Hexagenia duns in one measured minute. Now, that's a lot of action, and you can do well on these. Now, you also have a little slightly different technique here when you're going to be fishing in water that we'll say is hip deep or less. In those areas, the big fish are wary, and here I find I get my best results if I turn and fish upstream dead drift with my Mr. Rapidan skater. Go one-on-one with any fish you see coming up, and if you don't see them coming up, just cover the water. But in water that's going to be knee-deep to waist-deep, you're going to have a lot of bass coming up on these Hexagenias because they're going to hatch in the silty water over on the side. It's where they're coming out. So a lot of these shallow areas will hold them. But you're going to have to approach them real, real carefully in order to fool these. Now, that sort of brings us up to the conditions we have here in the middle of August. We'll give you another stream report as the conditions change. These areas that I've mentioned here on the Hexagenia on the bass, if you know you're going to be out here, just swing in here and let me go over the maps and show you where you can encounter that, because that's great fishing. But call me if you have any questions on any of this. I'm at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much for listening.